September 6th through 12th. Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 98 through 101. Be still and know that I am God. What kinds of challenges or trials do members of your class experience? What words of counsel and comfort in Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 98 through 101 could help them? Invite sharing. You could invite class members to share something they learned from Doctrine and Covenants sections 98 through 101 that helped them with a trial or challenge they have been facing. Teach the doctrine. Doctrine and Covenants section 98 verses 1 through 3, verses 11 through 16, 23 through 30, and verse 37, and section 101 verses 2 through 5 and 9 through 16. Our trials can work together for our good. The persecution or opposition we face today may be different from what the saints faced in Missouri in 1833, but the Lord's counsel in Doctrine and Covenants section 98 is still applicable. To help class members learn from this counsel, consider writing questions like the following on the board. In what ways does the Lord want his saints to view opposition? How does the Lord want us to respond to persecution? Class members could work in small groups to find answers in Doctrine and Covenants section 98 verses 1 through 3, 11 through 16, and 23 through 30, and then discuss what they learn. What truths do we find that can help us be better disciples of Jesus Christ? The statements and additional resources could add to this discussion. In times of persecution or trials, this message from sections 98 and 101 can help. The Lord will help us if we are willing to trust Him. To help class members find this message, you could write the following list of verses on the board and invite class members to choose a few to read. Doctrine and Covenants, section 98, verses 1 through 3, verses 11 through 12, verse 37, and section 101, verses 2 through 5 and 9 through 16. Ask them to share what they find that encourages them to trust in the Lord. What do these verses teach about how to put our trust in the Lord? See also Linda S. Reeves' Claim the Blessings of Your Covenants, Ensigner Leah Hona, November 2013. Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, verses 1 through 8 and verses 43 through 62. Following God's counsel helps keep us safe. How can you help class members recognize the safety that comes as we hearken unto the voice of the Lord? See verse 7. Perhaps you can invite a few class members to act out the parable in Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, verses 43 through 62, as another class member reads it aloud. You could then discuss questions like these. What might the different elements of the parable represent? What caused the servants to lose the vineyard? What lessons do we learn from the actions of the servants? What do we learn about the Lord from the actions of the nobleman? It may also be helpful to compare verses 1 through 8 with verses 47 through 51 and discuss how we can be faithful and wise in our efforts to build Zion in our individual lives, in our homes, and as a church. Additional resources. Turning the Other Cheek Takes Christian Courage. Elder Robert D. Hales taught, quote, "Some people mistakenly think responses such as silence, meekness, forgiveness, and bearing humble testimony are passive or weak. But to love our enemies, bless them that curse us, do good to them that hate us, and pray for them which despitefully use us and persecute us," see Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, takes faith, strength, and most of all, Christian courage. When we do not retaliate, when we turn the other cheek and resist feelings of anger, we too stand with the Savior. We show forth His love, which is the only power that can subdue the adversary and answer our accusers without accusing them in return. That is not weakness. That is Christian courage. End quote. From Christian Courage, The Price of Discipleship, Ensigner Leah Hona, November 2008. To forgive is not to condone. Elder Kevin R. Duncan said, quote, "Brothers and sisters, please do not misunderstand. To forgive is not to condone. We do not rationalize bad behavior or allow others to mistreat us because of their struggles, pains, or weaknesses. But we can gain greater understanding and peace when we see with a broader perspective. Forgiveness is a glorious healing principle. We do not need to be a victim twice. We can forgive. End quote. From The Healing Ointment of Forgiveness, Ensigner Leah Hona, May 2016. Improving Our Teaching. Include those who are struggling. Sometimes struggling class members just need to be included in order to feel loved. Consider asking them to accept an assignment in an upcoming lesson, inviting them to class, or making sure they have a way to get to church. Don't give up if they don't respond to your efforts at first. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, pages 8 and 9.